Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7, The Game.
So it's 5 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to say, like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's here. It's 5 o'clock here.
It's here.
Okay, so, like, if you just got to the end of the work week, congrats. You made it. We did it. Let's do the darn thing. And we like to make sure that at 5 o'clock on Friday, we are just... we're set for fun. Like, we just do, let's do the fun stuff. Let's do the toy department. So we'll do a little higher or lower game in a little bit. But right now on the River Islands guest line, and he's on YouTube as well, and it's great to see his face because I haven't seen him in person in years, is none other from DraftKings, odds maker extraordinaire, John Avello here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Johnny, how you been, man?
Mark, I'm doing great, Dan. Good to see you. It's 5 o'clock here in Vegas too.
Yes,
so
it is.
You know, we are on the same time schedule.
It's always 5 o'clock in Vegas, though. Am I right?
That's a true story. Yeah. No one's sleeping here.
Never. Especially come NFL weekend. So let's dive into it, John. We're thrilled to have you, and I'm fascinated to know with the whole Brock Purdy, Mac Jones experience. How has that sort of affected the way you guys have set 49er lines the last couple of weeks and how they've moved with the public? For example, just this week, not knowing for sure if Brock was going to play until a few hours ago, how did that kind of affect the line?
Well, you know, before I came to work for DraftKings, my last job in town here was the Win. And we would not put up games until we were kind of certain who the quarterback was going to be. Now, in some cases, it's not a big difference between, you know, the starter and the second string. And that goes for guys like Fields, Tyrod Taylor, not too bad there. Maybe Mariota, Daniels is a drop off, but not too bad. But some is severe drop off. So some of the games we wouldn't even put up. But at DraftKings, the customers want to see a line. And so we have every game up, regardless of if guys are doubtful or, they may play. We don't know sometimes. We use the best knowledge we can to do so. In this particular game with the Niners-Jaguars, our look-ahead line, we always put up the week followings lines. We opened this up 4.5 thinking that Purdy was going to play. And we were right, he is going to play, but it did get bet down a little to 3.5, and that's where we stand right now. The money in the game, mostly Jaguars, I'd say probably 60 to 40 Jags, but I know there'll be 49er money line play, it'll be 49er parlay play. I would say by the time the game goes off, we'll probably end up needing the Jags, but right now the early money is on the Jags. As some of the other games you mentioned, you know, everybody has a quarterback has a rating. We have a second string. We decide how many points that second string might be worth. And of course it's the opponent too. So a lot of adjustments lately over the last couple of weeks. We're so early in the season to have this many major adjustments.
The old axiom is that the home team gets 3 against the spread in the NFL, but is that true? Are there some home teams and home sites where it's either more or less than 3 points?
Absolutely. The Giants don't get 3. The Jets don't get 3. Tennessee doesn't get 3. Those teams are 1.5 at the most. Some teams are higher. Seattle's always been a team that's a little higher. That home field's very strong. Chiefs, very strong home field. That's three or even more, 3.5. So, you know, it fluctuates. Three was a number that was thrown around there, but, you know, back many years ago, but that's not the case any longer. I mean, it could fluctuate from anything from zero to four.
John Avello is with us, odds maker with DraftKings. For years ran the Wynn Sportsbook in Vegas. He's with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Johnny, I want to let you in on something that we've been doing here. So we every single time there's a Niner game or a primetime game, Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night, my partner here, Dan Dibley, last year struggled a little bit. We kind of developed something called fade the Dibber. In other words, he makes a pick, and then everybody's like, let's go against him because he hasn't been good at it. But check this out. Are you ready for what his record is so far this year?
I'm ready.
He is 13-2, John. He's
no kidding.
So first off, I want to know from you, what kind of odds is that? How crazy of a run is it to get 13 out of 15 games right?
Really hard. And, you know, everybody gets hot for a while, but unfortunately, they'll come back down to earth at some point. Now, there is a positive part to that story is that you may have a very good year. So this could continue. Not the 13-2, of course. That's kind of ridiculous. But you may have a good year, you know, picking winners. But it'll catch up with you next year or the year after, because even the pros have difficulty in all sports. I mean, first of all, you know, you got to cover the spread. You got to lay the juice. It's very difficult to make money at hitting even 54%. So nice run for you so far. Keep it going.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny.
All right, so then the next thing we wanted to do, because he just made his picks for this weekend, and I think you may have spilled the beans already on one of them, but we want to know kind of where the sharp money is on these two games and what you think. So he took the Jags +3.5, and then he also took the Packers -6.5 against the Cowboys. What do you think of those two?
On the Jags line, the 3.5 is, I mean, I thought the Jags would have a successful season coming in. I mean, if for Trevor Lawrence, it's either get it done this year or you'll be out. So far, so good for them. I could see them keeping this game close. So that's not a bad selection. And on the Packers side, the Cowboys are an absolute mess. You know, no CeeDee Lamb, just not playing well. And, you know, Packers have the one loss. You laid 6.5, which is, I think it's an okay number because I do feel that this game, we're at 7 right now, and I think the rest of the market probably gets to 7 by game time. That's the 5:20 start for us here on the West Coast. So that's the primetime game. So I think I like both of your picks.
I love it. We're going to go ahead and cut that and keep that. And if I win them both, Johnny, 15-2, I've decided to give up my amateur status. I'm turning pro.
But keep the job here. Don't let the job.
Yeah, that's right. Don't quit your day job.
Hey, no openings, John? You have any openings there at DraftKings?
Always. Okay.
A little junior analyst. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Johnny, about what I call the super favorites. When you have a team favored by more than 10, or even in Buffalo's case, I think it's now at 14.5 in some spots. How do those teams do against the spread traditionally?
Well, you know, the spread's the equalizer. So what a spread is supposed to do is make the two teams equal. Now, when you look at both teams here, the Saints are just having a really bad year. They just have no quarterback play. They're not good in many areas. So the Bills actually could name the score in this game, but that's probably not the way it'll turn out. The Bills, you've seen them. They become lethargic at times and, you know, no interest in the game. And so I think the Bills probably – I feel pretty confident they'll win the game. I wouldn't lay those type of points. That's just – to me, that's just too many points to lay, and I know the team's bad, but, you know, the Bills going into the game probably feel like – it's almost an automatic win. And so how much effort are they actually going to put in it? That's usually the way I look at those type of games.
John Avello, odds maker, DraftKings, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Johnny, I'm wondering how you guys handle somebody at a key position who's never played in the NFL before, essentially. Like, how did you guys handle that Chargers-Giants game as soon as a brand new rookie quarterback gets named as the starter?
Well, first of all, I'm a big Giant fan and have been my whole life.
Hey.
And I said that anybody who that would get Jackson Dart during the draft could, I didn't say would, could possibly hit the jackpot. You know, there's always this type of quarterback that comes out that excels. If this guy is that person, this is going to turn this whole Giant team around because the Giants have a lot of good parts, certainly a good defense. They just have been missing a good quarterback. Daniel Jones was not the answer for them. So this could be a turning point for the Giants. Now, the way we handled it as odds makers, is Russell Wilson versus Jackson Dart really not much of a drop off there. Maybe back a few years ago there was, but Russell Wilson just doesn't have it anymore. So it's almost like a wash for that. My personal opinion, I am a Giant fan, so, you know, it's kind of a little bit of heart in there. I feel like the Giants can hang around in this game. You know, against a guy like Mahomes, it's difficult because he's elusive. He's tough to get your arms around. But Herbert's a, you know, he's a drop-back guy. He doesn't run that well. These are the kind of quarterbacks the Giants can put some pressure on. So I look for him to be in this game, and I hope Dart has a good, successful opening.
Yeah, and hopefully they can turn things around a little bit. How much do you guys put weight into things like rest advantage and travel spots? I'm looking at Minnesota next week where it's a stay and play for them in Europe. Do you weight them a little bit more heavily as a favorite based on just flat travel?
Yeah, we do. You know, the team that has the most experience internationally is Jacksonville. So, you know, we had a good handle on them year after year, seeing how they played going over, coming back the next week. Now we've got a lot of new teams in the mix, but this is something that we continue to watch. And in this particular spot, yes, this is something that we little concerning. We'll see what it actually means. Does it mean that they're rested, they're fine, or doesn't it mean that at all? Does it mean that they miss home base?
Johnny, is Vegas all the way back? You know, I know COVID really was, this is a big deal. How's Vegas doing right now?
Vegas is all the way back, and it's been all the way back. One of the problems is that it's a little expensive, you know, and
yeah.
Prices are very high. And I thought that maybe those prices were too high, you know, between resort fees and all the popular restaurants and shows. I thought things got a little bit carried away. I think the town realizes that now. Vegas will be fine. They just got to make sure that they continue to give the good service that we've always given in town and make sure you give the customers a fair shot.
Yeah, like, can I find a $10 craps table anywhere anymore? Like, does that exist, John?
Yeah, you can, but it's probably, it's not on the Strip. It's probably a local place. You know, it's probably like the M out here where I live, or it's, you know, one of those either stations or coast properties or one of those. So, okay. And sometimes it'll be hard to find that even on a weekend.
Right. Like my limit used to be 5, but I know that's dead. I know that's gone forever.
Oh, hey, Mark, when I first came to town, it was quarters. You could play 25 cent dice and 50 cent blackjack, and those days are long gone.
All right. Hey, Johnny, you're a gem. Thank you so much for doing it. I look forward to us doing it again sometime soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Johnny. Look for my resume. It's heading your way.
John Avello, DraftKings. He's hiring, but you ain't going to beat out Dibs.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat out Dibs 13-2.
He likes the picks. And we're going to have to, hey, I'm John Avello from DraftKings. Hey, Dibs. I like your picks.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't love your picks.
No,
he
but
liked them.
60% of the money on Jacksonville. And
I do think that he's right about that Packer Cowboy game. If you want to get it, go get it. It's going to go up.
Yeah.
It's going to go up.
Yeah, and I think in my pick'em pool, it's at 7, and then you mentioned it's 6.5.
Six and a half right now.
It'll toggle.
I like both your picks.
Okay. I mean, we got to edit out both, if you wouldn't mind, Granny. That way we can have it evergreen. This Minnesota game in Dublin is the first of 6. Not all consecutive, but 6 European games.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville does go back over there. And so I thought that was just an interesting way he answered it. Like,
I like your picks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, remember, there's 2 games on Monday.
Right.
So we're going to definitely be able to use that on Monday.
Okay.
I like both your picks. But there's also a, right, hey, Steve Kerr, do you like Dibs' picks? I mean.
I
like both your picks.
A little bit of that.
Not like, dude, I like your picks. I like your picks.
He's an odds maker, yeah. So he is.
I like your picks.
He's charged with balancing it to where you draw that even money.
Yeah.
And I asked him about Buffalo, and it sounds like, in general, he's not a big fan of laying more than 14
That's what
in
I'm
a game.
Telling you. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like where you're going to, it's Keystone Cops, man. Like, we're at the circus now. You might be right. I can't tell you you're wrong. The Bills might win this thing 42-0. But, like, if you're laying more than 2 touchdowns, you're essentially saying that this other team doesn't even play in the NFL. To lay that. I mean, you come out and you know, you blow through the first quarter and a half of the game and it's 17-3 and you're dominating and you're like, I'm still not covering. Like, that's because, you know, you get to the fourth quarter, you could be up by 24 points. You pull Josh Allen out of the game. Just, I don't know. It's just a lot. That's all. It's a lot of points.
It just depends on the situation, and maybe it's different now, but I'm going back to Super Bowl 29.
Yep.
Niners favored by 19 against the then San Diego Chargers, and they beat them by 23. So that was a huge number in the bowl, and they covered.
And they covered.
Easily.
That was a dominant.
That thing was Ottoman.
Great football team.
Yeah.
What was the number? What was it?
19.
19. By the way, they didn't cover by much.
Well, they got the Chargers got a garbage time touchdown to cut it to 23.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
But they only won by 23, and they dominated that game.
Yeah, true.
Dominated that game. So, anyway, that was fun discussion here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Speaking of exclusives, there's no other show in America that that will give you this. This is not even a show original. This is just a Dan Dibley original. And it has nothing to do with gambling or you making money. It does have everything to do with the pride of 3 human beings.
Mm. 3 of my favorite human beings.
Yours truly.
Yep.
Mark Grandy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas Alexander.
Director
of sports, 95.7 The Game, Odyssey, San Francisco. But it's called Higher or Lower. And we're about to do this thing. And I know you've got a special theme for the day. I believe I have 2 wins. Grandy has 2 wins.
Lucas has 1 win.
Lucas has a win.
Yep.
All right, so let's put it all on the line. Let's play Higher or Lower. Let's go.
Let's do this. It's tremendous. Grandy, thank you for the accompaniment and the accoutrement. Today's theme has to do with the Ryder Cup, which the U.S. is in a little trouble early. Thank you. It's a 3. USA down 5.5 to 2.5, but that's not the number we're working with today, gentlemen. It's all an homage to Tiger Woods. I think you've heard of him. Tiger Woods with a career PGA victory total of 82. So today, we're working off the number 82. Who's the defending champ? Is it Grandy?
No, it's me.
I know. That got you. That got you right there in the jugular.
Oh, God.
Mark Willard, are you ready?
Yeah, probably.
Mark Grandy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Lucas, clean up your act. Are you ready?
The number's 82, Willard. I know you missed the last 3 minutes.
I got it.
He was down for the count.
That's my dad's age.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, he's not. Boy. He will not be featured in today's Higher or Lower.
No, his birthday is in November, and he's turning 83.
All right.
He's 82 years old.
I will read off 10 items, and it's up to you, and all of you playing along in the car, is the item that I read off higher or lower than 82? So we're all ready? Is that true? Willard, we start with you.
Okay.
Higher or lower than 82?
82.
Total number of hits by Casey Schmidt this year?
Oh, God.
That ball got Schmidt on.
Yeah, I'm going to go lower.
And Grandy?
I'll go higher.
And Lucas?
Higher.
It is lower.
Yes, sir.
Dang it.
73 hits for Casey Schmidt. Number two, we stay with Willard, who's in the lead. Total number of years since the official end to World War II. Higher or lower than 82?
Stupid. The official end
of World War II.
World War II. Higher or lower than the number 82. I'm going to go lower.
Grandy?
Yeah, lower.
And Lucas?
Higher.
Oh, Lucas. Lucas.
That was my chance. I could have gotten one of both.
It was lower.
It was not your chance.
80. Almost to the day. 80 years. It was 1945.
That's just like know your history. Like
pretty much.
Like your cuts of meat. Yeah, go ahead.
We start with Willard again. He's in the lead. 2-1 to nothing, Lucas. Number three. Regular season touchdowns scored by Terrell Owens as a Niner.
Oh,
higher or lower than 82.
That's a big number.
T.O. touchdowns, regular season as a Niner.
A lot of touchdowns. I'm going lower.
Grandy?
Higher.
Lucas?
Lower.
It is higher.
Yeah.
83.
Boom. You want to know what?
83.
I knew it because I'm like, he's not going to do three lowers in a row, but I didn't listen to myself.
Well, anyway, bad.
Go ahead.
I mixed them up. I didn't do them all like staggered.
Oh, okay.
I tried to throw in a curveball every few, and Grandy, we start with you, and you get the first curveball.
Uh-oh.
Number of islands that make up the Hawaiian archipelago.
I'm sorry, the what?
The archipelago, which is the collection of islands. That's the word. Archipelago means collection of islands.
Isn't that like when you sing with no instruments?
That would be a cappella. That's a four for the effort.
What?
Grandy, okay. Number of islands that make up the Hawaiian archipelago. Higher or lower than 82?
Lower.
And Willard?
I'll go higher. I don't even know what the hell we're talking
Lucas.
About.
Lower.
Stay hot, Lucas. It's higher.
Yeah!
137.
I need Lucas to go ahead of me.
There are 137 Hawaiian islands.
You can
name eight of them.
No, I have homework now. All I'm going to do, right, because the lovely Christie's family has one. I need to know what archipelago or whatever the hell you just said is.
Archipelago.
I don't even know what it is.
I just told you.
Well, but I didn't hear you.
Willard 3, Grandy 2, Lucas, I hope, is still alive back there.
How many islands are in Hawaii, did you just say?
Oh, there's like
100 and
there's
what?
Like seven.
A lot of tiny ones.
137.
We're talking about the archipelago.
You know the eight big ones, there's 129 other rinky-dinks.
Yeah, there's like little rocks that are out there on the beach. Those count.
Count it.
Go ahead.
We start with Willard, who is in the lead.
What is the score, by the way?
It's 3-2 to 0. Lucas. Yeah,
3-2 to Lucas. And we don't even need to use the word zero anymore.
Great. We're working off of 82 in honor of Tiger Woods' PGA Tour victories and the Ryder Cup that's going on. Willard, we start with you.
Let's go.
Number of regular season games played by Guy Santos.
Oh, this
higher
is
higher or lower than 82.
He thinks your picks stink.
In his career?
Career?
Yes.
I'll go higher.
And Grandy?
Oh. Lower.
And Lucas?
I think higher.
Stay hot, Lucas. It's lower.
Let's go.
79 is the answer. 79 games.
The minute Lucas gave the same answer as me, I was like, I'm cooked.
Yep. All right.
Dang it.
Just keep fading me, please.
3-3-0. Grandy, we go to you.
When do I go first?
When you're in the lead.
You get one right.
Yeah, that's fair. Higher or lower than 82, Grandy, number of United States cities with a population of 300,000 or more. U.S. cities, 300,000 or more. Higher or lower than 82?
300,000.
Yep.
I'll go higher.
Willard?
I will also go higher.
Lucas?
Lower.
Welcome to the game, Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah,
let's go.
72 is the answer. California has 14 of them.
Oh, God.
Willard, we're going to start with you here.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's 3-3-1, Lucas. You're not out of it.
What question is this?
Not
this is
yet.
Question number 8.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is question number 7.
I was going to say. I didn't think we were doing that bad.
We suck.
Yeah. 500.
Higher or lower than 82, Willard? Total number of 300 games bowled by Parker Bone III.
Good question.
Ah, yes.
The 300 game, of course, is a perfect game. He's a really good bowler. Well, he's a pro bowler. Parker Bone III.
So is Mac Jones.
Thank you. So is O'Neal four times.
All right.
So, total number of 300 games by Parker Bone III.
I mean, just because his last name is Bone, I'm going to go higher.
Grandy?
I'll go lower.
Lucas?
Higher. Let's do it, Willard.
Lucas is right, and Willard is
yes,
114.
Grandy knew he was wrong, but he wanted to do the opposite of
that. Had to
He's
do it.
He's like, I'll go lower.
114 games. It's the most of all time for Parker Bone III.
I have so much research to do tonight. Parker Bone and Archipelago.
Yeah. PB3, come on.
Galapagos.
Now.
Willard 4, Grandy 3, Lucas 2. Quietly. Not out of the
making a run.
Number 8 on the board. Here we start with Willard. Higher or lower than 82? Regular season games played by quarterback Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez.
In town, getting ready for the Niner game.
The boy's in town.
Yep. Thank you. He needs to call. We're running out of time.
This is just regular season?
Regular season games played.
Just played, not started.
Correct. By Mark Sanchez.
Lower.
And Grandy.
I also think lower. I have to stick with it.
And Lucas.
Higher.
Ah, Lucas. It was a good little run. It is lower.
Not Lucas.
Not Lucas. 79 is the answer for Mark Sanchez. Willard 5. Grandy 4. Lucas officially eliminated. That is right. It's an elimination sensation.
Yes, it was.
We'll start with Willard in the lead. This is item number 9. Willard, higher or lower than 82? Total number of songs by the Beatles that made Billboard's top 100.
Holy smokes.
You just named a kid 100? After one of those songs. Yeah.
I didn't, but
hey, Jude!
He
come to dinner.
He's already 11-year-old kid. He's annoyed by the Beatles.
No doubt.
He wasn't even alive, but he's just like, enough. I'm going to go higher.
Grandy?
I wanted to go higher, but I got to go lower.
Gots to.
And Lucas?
Higher.
It is lower.
Oh. Yeah.
72.
You're welcome, Grandy.
72.
That stupid number 72 keeps getting me.
It's 5-5-2. So for the final one, I'm going to have you guys honor system and write it down.
Okay.
And then you can deliver it on the air.
All right, we'll deliver it at the
Lucas,
same time.
Lucas, we'll start with Lucas because you can do whatever the heck you
Lucas,
want.
Lucas, you made it. You're starting.
Higher or lower than 82, we start with Lucas. MLB players to hit for the cycle since the year 2000.
The year
higher or lower than 82?
Lower.
Players who hit for the cycle since 2000.
Is the tiebreaker how many of the...
No, I got a tiebreaker for you now.
Okay.
Are your answers down, Grandy and Willard?
I wrote my answer down.
Grandy, have you written yours?
This is like Final Jeopardy. We're like writing our... And we slide it into the little slot?
Yeah, we don't have that here. It's radio. go ahead and tell me, Willard. What did you write down?
I don't know. We got to do 3, 2, 1...
Lower.
Yeah, we both went lower.
Me too, guys.
Yeah, you're all wrong.
I knew the second we did the same answer, I knew we were going to be
wrong. The answer is higher. 104 players have done it. Now
That's surprising. The tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker. Of the 104, and you guys can again write these down.
How many of them are Giants?
How many of them are Giants? Are you looking over my shoulder?
No, I just know you.
Of the 104.
They might be Giants.
How many of those 104 are Giants?
Okay, and again, this is cycles since 2000?
Correct. Correct.
I can remember. Okay, we got to write our answer down again,
right?
It'd
be great. You write it down, and then.
All right.
I wrote a number down. It's now 26 years of baseball.
Okay, I wrote a number down.
Okay.
Grant, did you write a number down?
If we go over, are we out, or is this closest to the number no matter what?
Yep.
How long does it take you to write down one number?
Could be two numbers.
I'm thinking.
Could be three numbers.
Good Lord.
Could be 104.
It's not like Dibs is going to buy donuts or something. Like just
this is fun, though.
Yeah, absolutely. This is for the lead. Yeah. This is for the career lead.
For the win.
And for the career lead.
All right.
We both have two wins.
And you have to name who the Giants are,
no,
right?
No, stop. Okay.
That would be the second tiebreaker, Lucas. Stay in your lane.
No, I'm with you.
Are you ready?
Unless it's 0.
3, 2, 1, 5, 4.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of today's higher or lower, Mark Willard!
Let's go!
Good job,
what's
Willard.
The number?
The answer's 3.
Three.
I remember 2.
Randy Wynn.
Correct.
Fred Lewis and Pablo Sandoval, what I remember.
Fred Lewis and Pablo Sandoval. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. Congratulations, Mark Willard.
Thank you. I threw an extra one in there because I'm like, I'm forgetting somebody, but I guess there wasn't.
Yep.
Three
Giants
okay.
since 2000, and that is today's edition of Higher or Lower. Well played.
That was fun.
And Willard takes the lead.
Yep.
And dude, these things are exhausting. Grandy, I think you should host for the next 10 minutes. That wears me out, man.
I mean, that's Lucas can jump in and do it because
Lucas, what
two for
you,
10.
What do you do here, man?
Usually I try to fade you guys early. It's not a good strategy.
There's going to be a segment next week called Fade the Lucas.
It's a good one.
The Lucas. That was great.
Yeah, good.
How long does it take you to put these together?
This one took about 20 minutes, 20 to 30.
What's your process? Like, how do you go about finding things that are near the number 82?
Well, you've actually inspired me to make it topical. And so today I was thinking, watching the Ryder Cup, or actually it was yesterday, and the Ryder Cup was coming up, and I thought, Tiger Woods career victories, 82.
Yeah.
I can work with that number. And then you start to think about things that are around that, and first thing I thought of was Casey Schmidt. How many hits did he get?
Why did you think of
Casey
Schmidt?
Actually, the first one I thought of is Casey Schmidt strikeouts. And you know what that answer is?
Higher.
82.
Oh!
So I couldn't use it.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's really too bad. And so then I looked over on the Baseball Reference and I saw hits and I was like, this is perfect.
It's too bad they didn't play last night.
Right.
I bet he would have struck out.
Then it would have been way higher.
Yeah.
But that's how I start him. And then, you know, you start to think about other things and like, T.O., touchdowns. I know he had a lot more. How many has a Niner? And I think he had 80 receiving and he had like three rushing, something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh, 83. I like that number. That's a barely over. And then always got to do the random ones.
Well, then how'd you come up with that Hawaii Galapagos thing?
What archipelago.
Yeah, what is that?
It is an archipelago is a collection of islands. So, like, the Hawaiian islands are basically the Hawaiian archipelago. It's just another word for islands.
But, like, what makes something qualify as an island? Because we all look at the state, and it looks like there are, and I know there are some little ones.
Sure.
But that many?
I was stunned. And I was so stunned, and it was so far over that I thought, oh, they're never going to think that there's 137. And I actually started with, like, how many countries in Asia? How many countries in Europe? And those weren't close enough. So it takes me a little time, but I try to...
How many toilets in the Pentagon?
That was one of my favorites. And I kind of bebop around and find things that are around the number, and we go from there.
All right.
And the Mark Sanchez one, I thought we might have him on, and then we had Adam Amin on, so it's like, I'm still going with Sanchi.
Do you know what's funny? And this is a very, I bet, relatable thing. It's kind of like when you walk into a party and you meet someone, and then 10 seconds later, if someone was like, all right, what's that person's name? Like, and I know you're better at it.
Fancy.
Just completely terrible. I already can't remember what the answers were. Like Mark Sanchez, was he higher or lower?
Lower.
Man, lower. Clearly lower.
Okay.
79 out of, you know, not 82.
Clearly. No, and that's what I guessed.
And Lucas, the only other USC guy here, got it wrong.
Man. That's a stinger.
That is tough. That's
so tough. I try to do, you know, a geography or two, a pop culture, a random sports. I've been waiting for the bowling one. I've been waiting to spring some bowling on you.
Parker Bone?
The third.
BB3.
Yeah. 114, 300 games. Stay tuned for more randos.
Yeah.
And upcoming, we have Chris Wondolowski career goals. We have Clay Thompson's 37-point quarter. And we have Barry Bonds' career home runs. And Steph Curry's career free throw percentage. So when the Warriors get ready to actually play basketball, we could spring out of Steph Curry. We got a Bonds in there as we need it. So yeah, I've got a few more written. And whenever I have some downtime, and I'll scratch one out. I kind of enjoy it. It's fun. And I like watching you guys sweat.
Whenever you have some downtime, you'll scratch one out. All right. I got it. I got it.
It's not the same as...
I got it.
I mean,
I got it.
It's not even a thing.
No,
scratching one out.
That's what you're.
Don't talk about that.
Right, I didn't say anything.
I didn't either.
One out.
Yeah.
A double play.
When you got some downtime, you have a 3-year-old. You probably don't have a lot of it.
I try to scratch one out.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Is
it hot in here? These lights.
It's not hot in here.
No.
No. It might be on Monday, though.
What is going on here?
During the show today.
Transition.
Yeah. During the show today, I have gotten sort of, I don't know what the right word is. It's not tense, but sort of more like juiced up about the weekend. Because I wasn't really, I woke up and I'm like, it's football Friday. Like, we're going to do our thing. The Jags are in town, whatever. I think Brock Purdy's going to get announced as the starter. That's good. Okay. Going into a football weekend. But combine it with our Kawakami conversation yesterday, where he was the one who really, I think, got my mind on the idea that this JK thing really could come to a head this weekend. Not, I don't know what the answer is, but that we might get the answer by Sunday. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Media Day's Monday. Jimmy Butler is working out in San Diego with players who are supposedly about to be Warriors. And so if you really just follow those breadcrumbs, yeah, the Warriors are highly motivated to have this figured out by Monday morning. And yes, there are pressure points that they can push. So there's that. And then, of course, I've mentally moved on from the San Francisco Giants, but they've got three games to go, and the silence is deafening with regard to the Bob Melvin thing. And I've had a couple conversations, and I really do think that this could go either way. It could go either way, and I'm mindful. Here's one thing to think about with the Bob Melvin situation. The Giants are keenly aware that this discussion is happening. They know. They know that people are out about wondering about Bob Melvin. They know that opinions are out there. And at no point have they done anything to make those opinions go away. Why not? Now, I don't know. You know, maybe it just hadn't gotten around to it. Maybe nobody's had access to Buster Posey to ask. Maybe they didn't want to take away from Fan Appreciation Weekend. But I do think there's a little bit of an anxiety-inducing reality here for Bob Melvin, because you're heading into Fan Appreciation Weekend, and if he was definitely going to stay, I don't know, wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't you be like, Bob's back next year? Wouldn't you get that out there so that people aren't sitting there? Because that's kind of now, that's what people are going to be talking about and watching for all weekend long.
Perhaps, and I remember when they made the move on Kapler, it was about at this point in the season.
It was before they went into the final weekend.
Right.
Yes.
I think it was before the last three games or the last two, maybe the last three.
I think it was prior to, and I think I want to say the Dodgers were the opponent, and they got rid of him before the series.
And it would have been, honestly, if they were going to do that, it would have probably been yesterday, you know, heading into the series. They're not going to do it now, and you're not going to do it before the end of Sunday, I don't think.
First pitch is in an hour, so an hour and a half.
He goes out to do the lineup card exchange, and Buster comes out. Buster comes out, and I'm going to need you. I'm going to need the card.
The trap door opens. Melvin just falls.
They go to the lefty, and somebody else comes out and takes over, and you know Bob just trudges off. I do think that they do an exit press conference, right? Buster will do that.
I would think
season in review. Yeah. So. Yeah. If it's going to happen, it'll happen after the last series and then before that press conference happens, which I don't know if that would be on like a Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, but I still think that he's going to be back.
I do too. I'm still going to vote that he's going to be back. I'm still going to say that if I were in charge, he would be back. But I don't think that I'm not ready to say yet that it's definitive. I'm not. We're sponsored by Pier 39. Tons of fun today, not done yet. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi. Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's theme has to do with the Ryder Cup, which the U.S. is in a little trouble early. Thank you. It's a three.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You know what I didn't ask Johnny Avello? And those of you who missed it, Odyssey app, YouTube, Johnny was great. He's with DraftKings. He's been doing the odds-making game in Vegas for many, many years. I still want to, like, sit down with him one time and do, like, a deep dive on how do y'all get to the number? Like, where does it start? Because he is one of those people. And it's not, I don't think it's an algorithm. They're not spitting this stuff into a computer. I'm sure there are computers, there's data and whatnot, but it's got to be somewhere in between. Because it's also not just people sitting in a room throwing pieces of paper at each other. You know, I like six, well, I like four. Like, how do you get to that number? Especially because now it comes out so damn fast.
Right.
Soon as the games end, you've got next week's numbers, and in some cases, it's a little bit of a different kind of number. There's a look-ahead number. That Niner Ram game's already got a number.
Yeah, they all do.
And you can bet on it. The Niners are a 3-point dog Thursday night in L.A. And you can sort of, you know, manipulate that thing based on what you think is going to happen this weekend. If you like the Jags, and by the way, I kind of like the Rams, at home against the Colts, I hope I'm wrong, but I kind of like them. I mean, that number could go up. That number could go up. So I guess it could go the other way either. But
yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, that the standard home team gets three. Well, actually, they don't.
Yeah.
Giants and Jets, they don't get a point. And you know, the Chiefs and the Seahawks, they might actually get a little bit more than three. So I thought that was an interesting answer, just as we all look at trying to figure out home team and, you know, what this would be on a neutral field. And we always talk about that and say it, and turns out we're wrong in saying that. And I was thinking a lot about it because of Shanahan and his career with the Niners. His home road splits are nearly identical on how the Niners do at home versus how they do on the road. And that is in good years, in great years, and in terrible years. All the numbers throughout all the years, they all pencil out to being nearly identical. And so that's what made me think about, you know, and I know that's not against the spread, but home teams, do they really get three? Turns out they don't.
Not always. I mean, it is probably overstated. It's easier to be at home than on the road. That's just sports, right? But at the same time, we probably do overstate it. It's also like being at home is kind of like team chemistry. We overstate it. Its importance. I think there are tons of teams who have won championships and then they go home and they're like, I hate that guy that's got the locker next to me or whatever. So, good teams figure it out. And I think when it comes to especially something like football, maybe it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit more of a bigger deal in things like basketball. But when it comes to football, it's so functional. There's so much to those X's and O's and who's executing right and who has the more powerful person in a powerful position. And if you do, I don't care what patch of grass you find to play on, you're probably going to win that game. So flashback to last Sunday night with what Avello told you, that the Giants do not get 3 points for being at home. And the Chiefs were a 5.5 favorite at New York against the Giants. The Giants do not get 3 points, plus the Chiefs probably get a bump because they're the Chiefs. And then you arrive at that 5.5 number, which felt difficult as the game was unfolding, but then in the end, wasn't that difficult for them to cover. I don't know. I'm fascinated by the whole process.
Yeah, I am too. And just to hear him lay it out that way and talk about the process and whatnot, and just how they want to find balance on both sides of the action. Just one more thing on home teams this year. I was looking at it earlier. They're 28-21. Just straight up, the home team, and that includes last night's game. So about a 57% winning percentage, and that's a really small sample. And I didn't look at how many good teams have been home versus bad teams on the road. That plays a factor in the short sample, but that's just where we are right now.
The Niners are the home team this Sunday, as you know, so one more chance to tell you that Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale is the spot to be. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, games on the TVs, obviously, starting at 10 a.m., which was when our show starts, with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal. So go out, hang out for the party, and then don't come at us if this is already, these are selling really fast. So I don't know. Go check out on the website if you want to be a part of this free shuttle to and from the stadium. They opened one up. It was full. They opened another one up.
Spots are still available.
Okay, spots are still available. Good, good. Now, so, but they're going fast as we get to the weekend. So you got to sign up for that shuttle. It's free. You just have to sign up. 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show graphic. Then you click on the Eventbrite link. You sign up. You go to Sunnyvale. You go to the game. You have good time. That's how it works. Okay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of a good time, 5:51 on a Friday.
Ooh, yeah. Getting close to the finish line here. Let's
go to the phones. And who do we have? Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hello, Kurt.
Hooray! The two best sports boys in town.
Kurt.
Hey, Willard, you're doing great, but Dibs, you got some picks there, Dibs, you're doing great, but you went against the 49ers last week. You took the Cardinals to beat him. I did not. I'm 3-0 this season, and this weekend's coming up, the Jacksonville Jaguars. First of all, what a disappointing that we lost our defensive end. What a shame. What a shame, man. That is a big loss to the defense, to Robert Saleh. That's a big loss, fellas. But Brock Purdy's back. Our boy's back. Yeah, our boy's back.
Let's go, Kurt.
So
let's go.
What's happening this weekend? The Jacksonville's going down. They're not going to beat us. The defense is going to win the game. Like I mentioned, the defense, to me, it's probably the top three or four defense in the league. Even though they're young, we don't have Bosa, but we got Robert Saleh. And you got Robert Saleh. He's number four in the league in defense coordinators. You want to know another stat? This is a stat. You take Kyle Shanahan, you take Robert Saleh, and you take the offense coordinator. These three staff offense coordinators in the rankings are three in the league. Number three. That's what they are, the coordinator staff of the 49ers. And you can bet the 49ers are going to go 4-0. I'm calling it 4-0. I said 3-0. The defense is on the board. And what's the name? He's back. Our boy Purdy's back. And when he's back, and you got the mastermind offense coordinator and the defense masterminder, you got a chance to win any games this season. And we're going to definitely win a lot of games, but it's a shame we lost our man Bosa. Yeah. That's a big loss.
It is a shame. Damn shame, Kurt. Well, as always, we love your confidence, Kurt. I know you listen at 5 o'clock on Friday. I don't know if you listen any other days of the week. I assume you do. You know, yesterday there was a big conversation. There are a lot of Niner fans still through all of this who I think they would rather have Trevor Lawrence over Brock Purdy. What would you say to those people?
The Get out of here!
Get out of here! Boy, he launched right into it today. He didn't even pause.
Yeah.
He's usually good at a dramatic pause. He didn't want none of it today.
I guess I need to get out of here then because...
You do.
Although, Kurt, I mean, you got to put some respect on the pick because I took Arizona and the points.
Listen, there might have been some factual stuff in there. Let's not get it twisted. It doesn't matter. He said he took the Niners. You took the Cardinals. The Niners
and the
won.
Points.
But the points, that made... And then apparently Kurt has some... defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator rankings.
That's number three.
I don't know where you find that. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, why isn't Robert Saleh number one? Well, come on, Kurt. Yeah,
he's number four. He's number four.
Yeah,
on the big board.
That's right.
I don't know where you find that. I would like to find that.
That's a stat.
Yeah, defensivecoordinator.com. Like, where do I go?
Number four.
He's number four.
KurtHaywardHills.org. Maybe he's got his own blog.
Don't Google that.
It's a .org.
I worry about you.
To the people.
I worry about your Instagram.
We'll have you busted up.
I'll find you in the street. All right. Hey, everyone, what a fun week. And Monday promises to be a big old show. Coming out of a Niner game, a decision on the Giants' managerial future, Warriors media day, what has happened over the weekend. I don't even want to try to guess what the headlines are going to be Monday morning. Gonna be big.
Gonna be some headlines
it's
now.
Gonna be big.
For sure. Yeah.
What are you doing, Grandy? What's about to happen? You gonna replay higher or lower? What are you gonna do?
No, not higher or lower.
All right.
If I won, maybe. It's Friday, so the morning show and the midday show did their little crossover today. So we're gonna hear that coming up next.
Oh, wow, that's campy and cute, isn't it?
They
did a crossover, did they?
They did.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I think it went well.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, only one way to find
out. Taxing to do one a week. It's got to take a lot out of you.
Well, Stani and you did two today.
Oh, no wonder Stani was in such a hurry.
Yeah.
That's like the reverse birthday present. Hey, Stani, happy birthday. How about do 4.5 hours? How about 4 hours and 45 minutes of a show?
Perfect.
Perfect. All right.
This guy is such a D.
Well, that's true, too, sometimes. All right, it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Here comes Grandy with the best of the game. Here comes a huge weekend. You want to do it again tomorrow?
No.
You want to do it on Sunday?
Oh, no, babe.
Okay. How about Monday?
Sure.
Yeah, big one. Big one. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.